welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into our broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 23. Verse number 32, Luke 23, verse number 32. Two malefactors are led with the Lord Jesus Christ to be put to death also. And it says in verse 33, when they came to Calvary, they crucified our Lord Jesus and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left, and Jesus in the midst. As I mentioned last time, that's the place that Jesus is in the middle. He's the mediator of God, for God and to men. He's the mediator of men, unto God for men. Jesus, he's the intercessor to do something for mankind and for men, women, boys, and girls they cannot do for themselves. That's Jesus. To consider and author a plan, a way that sinners could be reconciled unto God, that fellowship be restored, that a relationship between man made in the image and likeness of God could be able and would fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus. He's in the middle. Do you have him as your Savior? Then said Jesus, verse 34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The things uttered by the Lord Jesus Christ there on the cross of Calvary, heard by at least a centurion, that is there, that's responsible for this detail of putting these men to death. Father, forgive them, for they know what they do. The Lord Jesus showing the pattern and example unto us that ours always needs to be an attitude of forgiveness. Many people say, well, I can forgive only when they ask for forgiveness. No. The Lord Jesus forgives even when those that are the offender have not asked for forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, yes, there needs to be an acknowledgement of someone repenting and relationship restored because of an offense. But the person offended always needs to be of the attitude of forgiveness, even at the offense. We need to, the children of God need to be willing to forgive at a moment's notice, at the occurrence of the offense. And to always have that attitude of forgiveness as our Lord Jesus has. Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. They've crucified him. They've nailed him to a cross, to a tree. And Jesus declares, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't know what they're doing, Lord. Father, they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them. They just don't understand. Forgive them. I tell you, that is character, an attribute above all that mankind has, isn't it? Father, forgive them. They've taken those nails, they've run them through his hands and through his feet and nailed him to that tree. And he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He just doesn't say it. He means it. He truly, truly means it. It says here, and they parted his raiment and cast lots. They took the clothing of the Lord Jesus Christ and they gambled over it to see whose it's gonna be. They take his raiment and they steal it from him. In the midst of the theft there, they gamble for it. They cast lots. They take out their gambling tokens and use them to find out who is it's going to be. And the people stood beholding, watching, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God." So they begin to take and deride the Lord Jesus Christ and revile him. They run him down. The testimony of so many is that they've been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, and now they take that very same thing and throw it in his face. Let him save himself if he be the Christ. They're ignorant of the Old Testament scriptures that speak about the suffering of the Lord Jesus and the suffering of the Messiah, the Redeemer. He is indeed signed, sealed, and delivered by God Almighty. He is the only one to accomplish this mission and this work. He is the chosen of God. He is the Christ. He is the Savior of sinners. But it's only by this that he will be able to be so unto us. Praise God he didn't come down from the cross of Calvary. Praise God and glory to his name that Jesus was willing to endure the cross and despising the shame of it for those things that he saw beyond. Praise God that he did not respond to their deriding words. But he stayed there, and he suffered there alone. Verse 36, and the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. This is the twice fermented wine made by the Jews for the Romans. It's sorry stuff. And the soldiers are talking bad about him, and they're offering him this vinegar to help him be sedated. And the soldiers are saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. If you're really the king, save yourself. Do something. Come down. They're mocking him. I mean, they're ready to kill him if he would be able to make any successful effort to come off the cross. It's their job to make sure that these fellows die. And a superscription, verse 38, also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. We understand from other accounts in the Gospels that the religious leaders, scribes, Pharisees, lawyers, chief priests came to Pilate and said, don't write, this is the King of the Jews. Write, he said he was the King of the Jews. Pilate said, what I've written, I've written. The thing is, it's true. He is the King of the Jews. He is the King that has come in the lineage of his father David. He is the king, the priest, that has come in the lineage of Melchizedek without beginning or without end. He is the prophet of God, having prophesied so many things and being a fulfiller of prophecy himself. As the scripture says, he is the spirit of prophecy. This is the king of the Jews. And for we who are saved, this is our King. Our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. As we've seen in recent broadcasts and our consideration of the scripture, he is innocent. But he's been given for the guilty. Going all the way back to the prophecy given by Brother Abraham unto Isaac, as Abraham was commanded to go and sacrifice Isaac on Moriah, very well maybe on this very same place, Abraham said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. And he has. Verse 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. So one of these fellows on the right hand or on the left hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, they join in on the railing and they say, if you be the Christ, save yourself and us. Do it. But the other, so the one on the other side, answering, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Don't you fear God and what you're saying, seeing that you're here in the same place as the God-man is? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. This is what we've got coming, fella. We deserve to be here. You and I, this is the place that we bargained for. When we did the mischief and the wickedness that we pursued, this is the end of it. We deserve to be here. But this man, he's done nothing amiss. He's innocent. You and I, we're guilty. We deserve to be here. He does not. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Evidently, this man had heard some of the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. Evidently, he had heard something about the gospel and the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This man was given understanding by the things that Jesus had proclaimed and had been proclaimed about him. He said, remember me. He had hope in Jesus, that Jesus could do something for him yet, even though he's hanging there on that cross. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Today. How about you? Will you go and join the Lord that when you die and leave this place? This man did. By repentance of his sins and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord saved him. And he's with our Lord yet today. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.